JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come on up, come on up there. Ho, 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 ho.
My mind had gone blank. Frantically, I tried to remember what it was I wanted. I was blowing it.
Come on, kid. How about a nice football?
Football? Oh, no. Okay, what was I doing? Wake up, stupid. Wake up. No.
No, no, I want an officer right undercover, and I shoot you in a jet with my laser rifle.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
No!
The Don and Mike Show.
Christmas is the time to say I love you.
Merry f***ing Christmas from the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Charlie, here we are late on our last show of 2007.
I'm not tired yet. I'm not tired at all.
Good.
I am WORED. Wired.
No, it's WORED would be warned.
Whatever. Whatever. It's Christmas.
You're punchy.
Charlie?
This is the Hamburger James story.
Yeah.
Now, because of time restraints this year.
What are those?
That means because we're running long.
Long?
We've been talking too much.
Oh. So you don't have time.
Yes.
All right. I understand.
We are going to have to just boil it down.
Boil it down, Donnie.
You know that Hamburger,
you know,
Hamburger James was a friend of Elvis Presley's and worked and lived with Elvis in Graceland and was a member of the Memphis Mafia.
Nobody bothers me. June Reed. What? You know.
You know.
You know. Rob.
I took care of Elvis. This is a story written by Elvis's
cousin.
Half-brother.
Oh, I thought it was his cousin.
It was his cousin. His stepbrother. His stepbrother.
Stepbrother.
Stepbrother Rick Stanton.
Stepbrother. Stepbrother. Hillbillies.
Eventually, I took care of Elvis when we were traveling.
Yep.
I did everything.
Everything. Washed
Made sure
him.
All the meals were taken care of. I took care of his wardrobe and jewelry.
Cleaned his butt.
Taped up the windows so the sun couldn't get in.
Sun don't shine on the other side.
I set up the room and I carried the kit that contained all of Elvis's medications.
Mm-hmm. What happened to the song?
I don't know, Charlie.
It's not the same. I love this stuff. I love this. Is this Mannheim?
Yes,
Mannheim Steamroller?
It's Carolyn Mannheim Steamroller.
Oh, this is good stuff. I like this. Yeah. Excuse me. I got a phlegm in my throat. So what happened?
The kit went everywhere with Elvis.
Yeah, the kit. That's where Elvis kept his drugs.
And I was the guy designated to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
If we went out for a drive, that meant I brought the kit.
Right, the kit.
It had all kinds of uppers.
All uppers. That's a drug.
Dexedrine, Black Beauties. Then you got the Class A Percodan, Demerol, Codeine, Barbiturates.
Poor Elvis. Boo-hoo.
Towards the end, there was liquid Demerol needles. And he had money inside the kit.
Heavy chronic.
$10,000 in a wallet.
Mm-hmm.
He had makeup.
What's the matter with the machine?
A driver's license?
The machine broke again.
Lots of jewelry.
Lots of jewelry. Well, Elvis had to wear jewelry because he had to be flashy.
Just turn that off.
Turn that cotton picking thing off.
A lot of
cotton picking for cockamamie.
You know what? Why am I even wasting time with this?
Why? What's the matter?
It's a favorite.
Get to the good part. Get to the good part.
All right, here we go, Charlie.
Okay, can I summarize?
Sure.
Okay, Hamburger James stole the kit and money from Elvis. Elvis got really mad, and Elvis chased him to the airport.
Okay, we've been up, we pick it up there.
Okay, Elvis chases him to the airport. This is the good part. Mm-hmm.
Somebody runs up and says he found out the plane from Memphis is leaving the gate.
Mm-hmm.
We run like mad to get there.
Right.
The guys are pounding on the glass, and Elvis runs up to the girl at the gate desk and says, "Stop that plane. Stop that plane.
I'm a federal officer."
She ignores him for a second or two, and she says, "I can't." Then Elvis pulls out a police badge, one of the many he's been given over the years.
Yeah, he's an honorary member.
Flashes at her, and he yells, "I'm a federal officer." I said, "Stop that plane."
He's not. He's not. He's doing drugs.
She sees it's Elvis.
God.
And she gets all buttery.
Yeah, that means she's like, she's in love with him, right?
Yep. She says, oh, it's you. Can I have your autograph?
Sure.
And he's yelling, stop that play, I'm a federal officer.
He's not. So, he's a drug user.
And she's looking at him sort of funny.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking at her mad and confused.
Yeah, he's mad. He's Elvis.
And kind of flattered.
Because Hamburger James stole his kit.
I never did understand why.
Mm-hmm.
But the plane stopped and pulled back up to the gate.
Right.
They opened the door and Elvis' bodyguards ran down the aisle.
This is the best part. They go on the plane.
And there in the back was old Hamburger James.
Get up, you pussy.
They dragged him right up the aisle.
By his hair, I hope.
Off the plane, out of the airport.
Hope they knocked a few teeth out. I'm really overtired.
He was wailing and crying.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the guys were punching him to try to keep him quiet.
Yeah, wake you up if you get a few teeth knocked out, Hamburger James, you filthy scum.
I'm sure he thought they were going to take him to the desert and dig him a grave. A
lot of holes in the desert, and a lot of problems are buried in those holes. That's a great movie. Casino.
We race back to the hotel.
Race, race, race.
Elvis's people drag Hamburger James into the elevator.
Oh, he's in trouble now.
Up to Elvis's suite.
Time to meet your maker.
They throw him on the couch.
Violate him, violate him.
Elvis walks up and the crowd of people parts.
Yep.
Hamburger James is sobbing like crazy, scared to death.
He's a big baby. He's a big-ass baby.
Elvis walks up in front of him, leans down, and picks up a big, heavy coffee table.
Oh, he's going to kill him. He's going to drop it on his head. He's going to kill him. I swear to God, he's going to kill him. Don't kill him.
He doesn't say anything.
No.
He's dead quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, oh, Christ, he's going to murder him.
He's going to murder him dead. Kill him dead.
He's going to smash him in the head with that table. How are we ever going to talk our way
out of
this?
He's going to get dead in the head.
Charlie?
I like the Grateful Dead.
Elvis puts the table down.
Yeah, watch. This is the really important part.
That he walks up to Hamburger James.
Yes.
And looks at him real cold.
Watch this.
And real quiet.
Mm-hmm.
A slap.
See how quiet it is?
Just like in the movies.
Slap.
Pow.
Ow.
Then pow.
Ow.
Backhand slap.
Backhand
again.
Slap, yeah.
Then...
Don, I like the pregnant pauses.
The most amazing thing happened, Charlie.
The baby Jesus is born.
Hamburger James got a funny look on his face and wilted like a baby.
Mm-hmm.
He cried and cried.
He's always crying because he stole the kit. I'd kick his ass.
He said he's sorry he stole from Elvis.
Kick his ass.
He would give it back.
Yeah, whatever.
Elvis looked at him for a minute, and then he broke down and started crying too.
Come on, Elvis, you're the king of rock and roll.
Well, did you know you? Why didn't you let me know you needed money?
Yeah.
Why did you not let me know?
He really liked Hamburger James.
I would have given you money. You didn't have to steal from me, said Elvis.
That's right.
They cried and cried.
Cried like a couple little bambinos.
And Elvis kept telling Hamburger James he didn't have to leave. He could keep his job.
After they cried, did they have sex?
But Hamburger James wanted to leave. So Elvis gave him 2 weeks' salary.
Get out of here.
Get back to the airport. Charlie.
Scumbag.
Elvis wanted to be a tough guy.
Right.
But he really couldn't.
That's it. That's the Hamburger James story. All the really good parts.
Yeah.
Especially the end.
Are you ready for some little extra Elvis from this story?
I am ready. Let's go.
Okay.
Give it to me. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby.
Drugs were everywhere.
Oh, he was bad. He was as bad as anybody could be.
This is in the same story, Hamburger James' story. It's the end of the story.
Yeah, cut loose.
In the latter part of Elvis's life, the drugs were taking complete control.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't act or think straight anymore.
Right.
He'd fall out of bed in the morning with a handful of uppers, chase it down with coffee.
Yeah, bad man.
We'd have to order 3 breakfasts because he'd get so out of it on those uppers. He'd be rattling and talking and the food would get cold.
He couldn't even keep himself clean.
Halfway through the meal, I have to have another one sitting there ready. He'd get all wired. They give him Valium or something like that later to take the edge off.
Give him some donut rolls. He'll be fine.
Then just before he goes on stage, the doctors would give him uppers.
I mean, hot dog rolls.
He came off
my
the
bad.
Stage. They give him something to calm him down, give him something else to go to sleep.
Yep.
Sometimes Elvis would be so out of it during a meal, he'd be sitting there and nodding off. You'd have to watch him because he would get a piece of hamburger meat hung in his throat.
Sure, he choked to death. He wanted to take too big a piece.
On more than one occasion. I had to go in when he was choking in bed and reach down in his throat and pull stuff out.
Ew! Gross, reaching down Elvis's throat. You get puke on it.
Pound on his chest. It was sad, you know. I mean, this guy's 19 years older than me, and I'm holding him up.
Sad, but funny.
I put my arms around him. I said, you okay, boss?
Mm-hmm.
Drink some water.
If you weren't so wasted, you could eat your burger.
Everyone was always trying to get Elvis to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to be careful or he'd get mad.
Give him some peaches. Give him some peaches. He'll eat those like a pig.
They do it indirectly. Like saying something when they would be sure he would hear it within earshot.
Elvis, are you listening, you pig? You?
Like, quote, I had a friend who had lost a lot of weight eating yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
So Elvis would start eating yogurt.
Yeah, Elvis thought that would make him skinny.
He'd get those little containers of yogurt with fruit. But it didn't work because he would eat 20 of them at a time.
Both greed and sloth are deadly sins. I prefer gluttony.
The same thing happened with peaches.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis got on a peach craze.
Yep, he liked them peaches.
He'd eat peaches all day and all night.
I skipped ahead in the story.
I'd find the pits everywhere.
Yeah, life with Elvis was the pits.
He got to be about 250 pounds. Got
Whoa.
To the point where he would have to take giant spools of saran wrap.
Man, that's as big as Mike O'Mara.
Giant ones. And wrap him to hold his stomach in.
My God, wrap him with saran wrap.
That made it almost impossible for him to breathe.
Help me, I'm Elvis Presley. I can't breathe. Gotta get wasted though. Showtime.
Even though Elvis was a drug addict,
mm-hmm.
It was my stepbrother. And I loved him. Signed, Rick Stanley.
That's sad.
That's the whole Hamburger James story.
He loved him, you see. Even right. though he wrote all that trash about him, he really loved him in the end. That's the saddest part, and I've never heard that before. That's the Christmas miracle.
Mm-hmm.
That is. That's the Christmas miracle we've all been looking for.
The people at the orphanage loved you in the end.
Yes, they did. They knew I did the right thing. We had bad counselors. Evil men that needed to be burned. Spiewak. Don't you forget it, man.
Put your finger down.
Happy, happy Crimble, Charlie.
Happy Crimble.
Gary Crimble, yes.
Gary Crimble. And the moral of the story is...
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
dogs,
we always like asking you, what is the moral, Charlie?
Dogs love cheese. Thank you.
Right.
What do you mean, what? It makes total sense.
I see it now.
Open that big mind of yours up.
My mind is closed.
Good luck with your procedure.
Have you had it done?
No.
I thought they favored sterilization at the orphanage.
Well, it was done when I was a baby. It was called involuntary sterilization. There's the Touchtones. How y'all doing?
Let's take a caller 100 right now.
Big prize on the line.
877-365-3636. We got $1,000 in Christmas cash.
Your ass doesn't smell.
Exactly. Dial recklessly. 877-365-3636.
Perfumes just cover it up. My ass has smelled for years.
As a matter of fact, how about we'll give $1,000 to caller 100 and $500 to caller number 101.
That is a very nice bonus. I like that.
As our way of saying thank you for listening to the show.
Happy Crimble. And to all of my fans that have sent me cards and letters throughout the year, mm-hmm. Merry Crimble and a Happy New Year.
You know what time it is now, Charlie?
It's time for the show to start.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Time for Buzz.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Hi, Charlie.
Atheism news.
Not really, no.
No?
No, humanist news.
Oh, humanist. I bet you have a story about weed, though.
No, actually, I don't.
Oh, I was going to give you an attaboy.
Call 100 right now. Dial recklessly. You get the money. We'll get an update on Buzz with the news.
I'll give you all attaboys.
And Charlie?
Attaboy, boys.
You keep your nose clean, buddy.
Yes, I will. Absolutely, Don. Happy Crimble to you and yours.
Merry Christmas.
Y'all have a good time.
I'll see you next year.
I got to roll. Got to roll going down. It's nighttime, almost. Nighttime is the right time.
There he goes. Wow.
Charlie.
What the hell is wrong with him this year?
You know, keep a kid in sports and you keep him out of courts.
Yeah, he's gone down the wrong road.
Nice suit, though.
Well, if we all had a chance to spend more time with him, he'd be better off.
Busy. His pimp hand is strong.
Yeah, he had that sharkskin suit on. That was something special. Man, he was as shiny as the North Star. Charlie.
glazed like a donut. weeks of sweating and not bathing and doing his meth.
Welcome to Goofy Time. That's where Charlie lives.
And all of this, of course, a tribute to the baby Jesus.
That's right. As we say, happy time to all of you.
Happy time.
Happy time to you and yours.
Buzz?
Yes.
Hey, Buzz, how about that baby Jesus?
How about him? Just all right, isn't he?
With me.
No room at the end, Buzz.
Crimble, crimble.
Oh, Jesus. He's the man. Stand by.
This is the Don and Mike Show.